As soon as Pablo came through the front door that night with his girlfriend Fernande, he handed me a little wooden goat. It fit in the palm of my hand. It was a real-looking goat, but rough-hewn. The nose a bit too fat, the ears a bit too long. "For the children, I did it with this," he said, pulling from his pocket a simple one-bladed jackknife. "It's a lovely little goat. It was quite thoughtful of you, Pablo." Pablo nodded at Fernande, a smouldering young beauty, taller than Pablo with a roll of dark hair crowning her head.
"I take no credit. It was her idea."
Fernande smiled at me and shrugged. "Pablo forgets that some people actually do have children." Pablo looked around the apartment approvingly. He said he felt right at home, and I believed him. Some there might have thought our apartment was a bit of a mess. Books were everywhere, piled precariously, heaped up on tables, pushed against the sofa, spilling out from under the stairs. Charlemagne the canary was flitting from room to room, and Narcissus, our pet white rat, roamed free. We settled in the front parlour, with vermouth in the little green glasses, and after a while I left to check on the dinner. According to Francesco, they were talking about Apollinaire and Chagall, who had just arrived in town, when Pablo went over to the fireplace and tossed in his cigarette. That's when he picked up Pamela's drawing on the mantelpiece, a small piece of paper, postcard size, resting among the photographs.
"Who did the cobayo? What is the French, Fernande?"
"La même chose, cobaye."
"In my language, it's caviar," Francesco said, and looked up with amused triumph in his eyes as I returned to the room. "Guinea pig to you, Marjorie. Pablo was just asking who drew the picture."
"Oh, the little guinea pig. Pamela did that this morning."
"Pamela? Your daughter? But no, she is only, I'm sorry, I can't remember these things. How old did you say she was?"
"4.
"Quatre? That cannot be so. Do you have anything else to show me that this 4-year-old has done?"
Pablo studied the drawings that Francesco proudly handed to him.
"Incroyable. Such a command for one so young. Impossible, I think.